from down under. It's Luke Jensen. Luke, appreciate you joining us for a few minutes. Just give us a quick update on the Davis Cup, something that is a different kind of tennis, a lot more exciting for those people that have been fans and sat in the stands. Tell us about what the U.S. team is going to do and its chances. It always seems to fall short in the Davis Cup.
Yeah, you know, Patrick McEnroe hasn't won. He's been to the final. He's been to the semi. He was in the semis last year. It's the tennis version of really the Olympics where, you know, nation versus nation. It gets very emotional, gets very loud, very similar to a college atmosphere, but you're wearing your country's uniform. You're wearing their flag on your sleeve, and you're representing more than just yourself. Patrick McEnroe has maybe the most talented team right now in the world. He's got Roddick, who's four in the world right now. He's got James Blake, I think he's five in the world right now. And the number one doubles team in the world in the Bryan brothers. So he's got the talent. They just need to get over that hump, prepare a little sounder. They play the Czech Republic. And if you want to see the future of this game, the next, you know, Roger Federer, this guy Tomas Berdych, this 19-year-old whiz kid from the Czech Republic, can kind of do it all. 6'4", runs fast around the court, very tough mentally. And so we're up against a good, talented Czech team. But if you check OLN this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you're going to see some good matches.
Well, listen, give us your prediction, and maybe we can check in with you on Friday and get a little bit more about Tomas Berdych and the U.S. team. But what's your prediction? What are our chances, given that the U.S. has not had the kind of focus where the players come together for long enough to develop that camaraderie and that focus?
Well, the training hasn't been there, but we do have individually the players and the pieces to do it. First off, we finally have a doubles team for the United States side in the Bryant brothers that can dominate. The Czech team knows going into this tie, they're basically down one love. The Bryant brothers, I think, are 8-1 in Davis Cup play. They're outstanding in this format. They've played at Stanford, won a national title, both as a team, individual, and a doubles national championship. They understand the concept. So we go in there one love. Now it comes down to how well Roddick's going to play and how well James Blake's going to play. If you look at the talent, we should beat the younger Berdych and the rest of that team. But Davis Cup is very emotional, and it's in the Czech Republic.